Hi, this is Stuart Weems and welcome to the Investopoly podcast. My goal is to give you simple, easy to understand strategies, insights and tips to help you master the game of building wealth. And in this episode, I'd like to talk about commonly missed investment property tax deductions. Of real interest was a media release by the ATO earlier in April, this month. They said they're going to double the amount of audits of property investor tax returns. So if you've got rental properties and so forth as an individual, you can expect greater scrutiny of your tax returns. Essentially, the ATO released some data that says around 80% of tax returns have errors in them. So that's really sort of saying 4 out of 5 people that get an audit end up with a higher tax bill. And they've quoted some examples in the media release where a taxpayer was penalised by $12,000 for overclaiming deductions on their holidays. Another taxpayer had to pay $5,500 back because they didn't apportion their rental interest deduction correctly. And interest deductions obviously make up, you know, the largest deductible expense. And that's the one that gets the most amount of scrutiny. So making sure you have your loans correctly structured so that your deductions are watertight and you don't really leave any room for the ATO to argue otherwise. And the ATO is getting data feeds. It gets data feeds from lots of different sources, including financial institutions, so banks and so forth, state revenue offices, so when titles are lodged, they'll get feeds to tell them about property transactions, rental bond from all states and territories, online booking platforms, so that's particularly for holiday houses and short-let properties and so forth. And so they'll get all these data feeds from these different sources, and that's the way they're going to pick and identify the taxpayers that they want to audit. So I thought it was a good juncture to talk about what are some of the missed property tax deductions that we see when putting returns together for clients that have either used another accountant, or if they're mortgage broking clients and we get to see their tax returns, what are some of the obvious missing deductions? So the first one is depreciation, depreciation schedules and so forth. Obviously, that doesn't apply or applies to a lesser extent given the new depreciation rules that came in last year for property that was recently acquired. But, you know, if you've had property owned property for a few years, good chance you would have been able to go and pay a quantity surveyor to put a depreciation report together. And it's a non-cash flow deduction, right? So there's no out-of-pocket cost. It's something that goes on your tax return, saves you money, so it's a bit of a no-brainer. Number two is interest, I guess related to my commentary just about the ATO audits and so forth. But if you haven't structured your loans correctly, or you've got mixed purposes in different loans, sometimes that can create problems and compromise the deductibility of the expenses. So making sure you've got your loan structured correctly is really critical. Number three, statement of adjustments. So when you go and buy a property, typically there'll be some adjustments between the purchaser and vendor for expenses that have been paid by the vendor that go beyond the settlement date. So things like council rates, for example, if they've paid a full year's worth of rates, there'll be an adjustment for the period for which they no longer own that property. And you need to pick that expense up in that particular year to claim a deduction. So if you've purchased property in the last few years, just making sure that your accountant has picked those things up is important. Borrowing expenses. So any fees in excess of $2,000 should be written off either over 5 years or the term of the loan if it's shorter than 5 years. So most mortgages are 30 years, 25 or 30 year mortgages. So really 5 years is the answer. Of particular note here is mortgage insurance. Lender's mortgage insurance typically is almost always over $2,000 in terms of a cost. And so therefore you write, even though you might have capitalized that onto loans, you haven't paid cash for it, you've borrowed it, you can still claim it as a tax deduction. So you write that off over 5 years. If you went and then refinance that loan, this is a critical one. If you went and refinance a loan, you can then write off the full cost in that particular year. So, you know, if you went and purchased a property 3 years ago, for instance, borrowed 90%, paid for mortgage insurance, and then you went and refinanced that loan this year, so 3 years later, this year you can claim that full cost of mortgage insurance. And these sorts of things aren't, you know, sometimes, quite often, accounts will miss these things, and they can have a pretty significant impact on your overall tax payable. The last comment would be submitting what's called a PAYG variation, withholding variation, which essentially is a form that you give to your employer to tell them to take less money out of your, deduct less tax from your salary each pay run, each fortnight or whatever it might be. And you can do that if you expect to receive a refund at the end of the year. So instead of having to wait till the end of the year to get a large refund, you know, you can help your cash flow over the year by paying less tax from your salary from each pay cycle. And that would be really advantageous for people that have a reasonable amount of non-deductible debt, because it gives you more cash to put into your offset account to reduce your non-deductible interest expense. Some people like the full savings element of receiving a big refund check at the end of the year. It's been a long time since I've received a tax refund, so I can certainly identify with that. So there are just a few examples. What I will do is put a link, or there's a link in the show notes, to a tax deduction checklist that we've prepared for property investors. So what I would suggest is just run your eye down that list to identify whether you might need to make any adjustments to previous or current tax returns in order to enjoy the full benefit of those deductions. So that's it for this week, a short week because of Anzac Day and Easter. But that's it for this week, and until next week, bye for now.